Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. It's a tremendous Friday, and we're all here. So get ready, sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, where you guys can call in and voice your opinion about whatever, whomever you want today, okay? Because today is Free for All Friday. That means that all lines are open for your comments, your views, your opinions, or whatever you might want to say that, you know, because I don't talk about everything, right? And I'm sure that you guys have subjects that I may not talk about, but you would like to talk about them, or you want me to talk about them. So call in and voice that, and we'll talk about it, okay? I know a lot about a little, and a little about a lot. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's weather, okay? We've had a beautiful day today, and let's see. Right now is 61 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a low of 46 tonight. So it's going to be a little bit on the chilly side tonight. Maybe you can have some hot chili tonight. But it's going to be a little on the chilly side tonight. But tomorrow we're looking at 68 degrees and 68 to 70 degrees, a low of 57. So on Halloween, Halloween should be a great day and evening, okay, with the low of 57. So that means that it won't get any lower than 57 tomorrow night when you're out and or have your kids out, excuse me, tomorrow night. It'll be very, very bearable. So go ahead and dress those kids up and get them out there and trick-or-treat. And we're looking at cloudy skies tomorrow. So not a lot of sunshine like today, but some sunshine, 68 degrees. Sunday, 65 and rain. Monday, 69 and rain. So you know, do what you have to do this weekend, and because it's going to rain at the end of the weekend, Sunday and Monday. Today's word of the day is underwhelm. 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 Not underwear. Underwhelm. Okay? Underwhelm is a verb. And the definition is to fail to impress or stimulate. To fail to impress or stimulate. To fail to impress, to fail to stimulate. You fail to stimulate, fail to impress. That's underwhelm, okay? So, you know, underwhelm is failing to stimulate. Overwhelm is, I guess, just the polar opposite, right? To stimulate or to impress is overwhelm. So underwhelm is to fail to impress or fail to stimulate. Anyhow, so you take that however you want, use it, throw it in your vocabulary, yada, yada, yada. That's what it's for, right? The word of the day, that's what it's for. Now, today's show is Free Fall Friday. Now, all lines are open. I have about 50 lines that are open if you guys want to call into the show. And just follow the phone screener's prompts, and I'll put you on the show, okay? In other words, if you call, once you call into the show, you get connected to the show, you start hearing my voice, the number one, and I will know that you want to talk to me or to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. All right, Free Fall Friday, and this is, and so today is the day that that I allow listeners to call in and voice their opinions about the subjects that they're passionate about. You, this show is for you. The show is open right now. 818-301-5834. And so right now I have people on the show, but doesn't look like anyone wants to talk right now. So I'll talk, okay? We can't have a show that's just empty air or no one's talking, nothing's going on. No one will be listening, right? So what I want to talk about just for a minute is Halloween. Halloween is tomorrow. And when I was growing up in the 70s, early 80s, Halloween was fun. Lots of fun. We had lots of trick-or-treaters to come by the house. We went out trick-or-treating. And I don't remember if I really had a year where I had a or didn't have some type of costume. Okay, my mom would always, tell me, pick you out something that you wanna wear. And I'd pick out something, but I wouldn't wear the entire getup. Y'all with me? I may pick something, but and if it had a mask. See, when we were growing up, we had these. You could buy a mask, and one of those plastic masks that'll fit your face. Had a little piece of rubber that went from side to side of it that you could pull over your head, and you could slide the thing up on, sit it on top of your head like sunglasses or something. And walk the streets, and then when you got ready to go to someone's house to get some candy, you slide it down on your face, right? Ring the doorbell, trick or treat, and we'd get stuff. We'd get lots of stuff. I mean, my sister used to make candied apples, and she would make these candy apples, and she'd wrap them in like a wax paper, and then put a some type of tie, a bow tie or something on it to hold the paper over it. And then she'd, when someone came by to trick or treat, she'd give them a candy apple if they wanted it. Okay, she had 9 or 10 of them on a plate like thing. And, people would come and get candy, and she'd offer them a candy apple. If you wanted it, hey, you took one. If you didn't, you didn't get one, right? But that was cool. Candy apples were great back then. I don't know how they are now. I haven't had one in a very long time. But they were great back then. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call and tell me some of your trick or treat stories. But so, we'd go from house to house all along my street. Okay, my street wasn't a very, very long street, but we probably had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. We probably had 40 houses on our street. Okay? So that was a plenty. But we go on other streets and go to houses and trick or treat there too. But we were mainly on our street. Because we knew everyone. Right? So we go to we'd go to Miss Hall's house, knock on her door, and she'd come to the door, and she'd be like, oh, hey, how y'all doing? I know who you are. I know who you are. And she'd give us candy, all kinds of candy. And then we'd run out and run to the next house. But you have to watch out when we're out there because some of the older kids would be throwing eggs and stuff like that at people. You'd have eggs all over the place. Then the next morning we got up and looked and had eggs all over the place where people would throw real eggs, okay? And that got kind of out of hand after a while, but that used to happen. But we used to have a great time at this time of year for trick-or-treat, for Halloween, okay? And it was a great time. But now, you know, you got kids now where, you look out in my neighborhood tomorrow night once the sun goes down, you have parents walking the streets with their kids, okay? My mom didn't do that. She let us go on, y'all go on and go trick-or-treating. And she'd stay home and give out candy because we had kids coming by, okay? But we'd go out on our own and trick-or-treat. We were in our neighborhood. Everyone knew each other, okay? But now, it's just not the same. Not even close to being the same. Now you got, all these cars coming through the neighborhood. Because people are driving their kids around. They drive to this house and stop and let the kids out. You get out and run to the house and get you some candy and run back to the car. I guess, you have to be careful these days, all right? And I also saw in the news today where there was, all these sex offenders and these pedophiles who have gotten in trouble for child molestation or something like that. The cops have been visiting all these people. They've been visiting all these people, and they've got signs that they put in their yard or at their apartment saying, no trick or treat here. Sex offender inside. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. But if that's gonna help, if that's gonna do the job, if that's gonna do the trick, so to speak, then hey, that's what you have to do. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in and voice your opinion. Now, that was us when we trick or treated when we were growing up. So, and again, we'd have a great time. Now, tomorrow is going to be the Georgia Florida game. The Georgia versus Florida is one of the biggest games in the whole United States, okay? It's called the world's largest outdoor cocktail party or something like that, right? And so, Georgia has a chance to win the SEC East. Although we've lost two games in the SEC, we still have a chance to win the SEC East. But we have to win outright. We have to win the rest of these games. And I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line. We have to win the rest of our games in order to go to the SEC championship game. Okay? And so we play Florida tomorrow, 3:30, guys. Watch the TV, support, root for the team, because they're going to need it. All right, you're talking about starting a third-string quarterback for Georgia tomorrow. And that's pretty sad. But if they feel like this guy can help and get the job done, then, hey, get in there and play. All right? And then on Saturday, well, tonight we've got game 3 of the World Series. Tomorrow, game 4 of the World Series, which is, you know, a great time to watch baseball. A lot of people say, I don't like baseball. Baseball's boring. But if you understand the game and understand what these guys are trying to do, it's pretty exciting right here for the World Series. They go to New York tonight. They play the New York Mets. They go to New York, and I'll tell you guys something. You're talking about a hostile crowd. You're talking about noise from start to finish. That's what's going to be in New York tonight. The New York fans are probably the loudest fans that I've seen in baseball, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets. But they're going to be in full effect tonight. And so look out, because the Mets' backs are against the wall at 0-2. They're two games down. Their backs are against the wall, so they're going to come out swinging, so to speak, tonight. Watch it. Just watch it. Got great basketball on tonight. The NBA has started. Great basketball on tonight. And let's see. The Falcons play on Sunday. We play Tampa Bay. So we got famous Jameis coming into town this weekend. The Jameis Winston, the Heisman Trophy winner from a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever. But get this. Now, this is something I want to say about Jameis Winston. People say if he can stay out of trouble, do this and do that, he may be a good professional quarterback. Well, you know, the thing as far as the allegations of rape and all this stuff that came up about him, I don't necessarily believe that. I think he did have, you know, some type of relation with this girl, but so did two of his other friends. Okay. And I believe that she probably got drunk. Okay. Didn't know what she was doing, but you know, when that happens, when things like that happen, I mean, you know, you put yourself in a situation, it may not come up well. You know, you get drunk around a group of guys, a woman get drunk around a group of guys, no telling what's going to happen, right? And I'm not saying it's right to take or to take advantage of her if they did that. I don't think that's right. But at the same time, you got to blame both sides, both parties. And then the thing where he took the supposedly stole crab legs out of the grocery store. Now they show video of him walking out of the grocery store with short pants and shorts and flip flops or whatever on. Okay. Now, this guy's walking out of the store, crab legs in his hand, okay, holding them like he's holding a plate of food that mama fixed for you after Thanksgiving dinner for you to take home and eat the next day for leftovers. He's holding those crab legs just like that, walking out of the store. Now, y'all tell me. If you were crab legs, you know, why are you just casually walking out of the store with the crab legs in your hand and not even trying to hide them? He wasn't trying to hide anything. He was just walking out of the store. And they were in a bag, just like someone had given them to him, which I think is what happened. excuse me, guys. But anyway, I believe that, you know, that's exactly what happened, is that someone gave him these crab legs in the store, put them in a bag, all whole 9 yards, and he took them and he walked out of the store with them. And so someone's, you know, complaining that he stole these crab legs. And I don't believe that. Okay? I don't believe that. So, that's the way it goes, guys. All right, so we've got a couple of minutes left in the show. And I think I'm going to shut it down right now. Because I have more to talk about, but only have a couple of minutes, so I'm not going to get into something else and not be able to finish it with you. I don't like to do that. But I am going to say I hope you guys have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Watch your kids. Keep them out of harm's way. Do the best you can to protect them and keep them safe this weekend. All right? And do the same for yourself, because, you know, we don't want anything to go wrong. And then we say, where did we go wrong? Take care of yourself, guys. Just break out.
With love, and maybe we can fix it.